Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live today from McGurk's in Langhorne. Come on by. Hang out with us. Great lunch specials. A beautiful place. It's our first time at the Langhorne location. We're here doing our show till 2 o'clock today. A lot to discuss. We'll get to NBA draft next hour. Sixers hold the third pick tonight. Maybe VJ Edgecombe. Maybe a mistake with Ace Bailey. Maybe a trade down.
He said maybe a mistake.
Oh, it would be a big mistake. Big mistake. He threw out the first pitch of the Mets game last night, by the way. He's just rubbing it in that he doesn't want to be in Philadelphia. So we'll get to the NBA. Yeah, exactly. We'll get to the NBA draft coming up. Elliott at 12, who's still on the Ace Bailey trade. All right, your reaction to last night. Who do you blame the most? Topper, Rojas, Dombrowski? It's a loss that is frustrating because you could see it happening in October, and it can't. Ranger pitched too well to lose that game last night. They got to find a way to score and at least turn the lineup over the ninth inning to the top of the order. All right, let's get back to your phone calls. Then an update on Bryce Harper and what Ben Davis said this morning on the morning show, his level of concern with Bryce. Mark is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, Phillies had a chance when they had first and second in the early part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't produce then. But see, I do blame Dombrowski because you bring up these guys from down the AAA farm system and you still got Crawford down who is a bona fide hitter, okay? I play AA ball. So I know Rojas had never been near batting last night. He should got pinch hitted for, okay? Second of all, you know, they had an opportunity to score, had runners in first and second, a couple of innings. They didn't produce anything. So run production is pretty bad when they're going against a good pitcher. Okay? And my point is, you bringing up these guys from down AAA, and you know, you got a few guys in it, but there's Crawford right there who could solve your center field problem. He's not a good product right now, but you got to give him a chance.
Well, it's also, Mark, to your point on that, he's not worse than Rojas as a hitter. I don't know how Welford would do right away as a rookie in the majors. There's no way he's going to be worse than Rojas. I mean, Rojas can't hit. And it's been 3 years. He can't hit major league pitching.
No, he can't. He really can't. He's a great defensive replacement.
Yep.
He's just a replacement. You know what I mean? He don't know how to play small ball. He should be able to button all that, but he's not doing that. I don't know why. You know, and it's not all Topper because Topper's not doing as bad. The players that went up there using his skills and his plans, you know, his situation. But if it would have been me, I'd have pinch hit for him. I'd have went with Marsh.
So we're all on the same page. We're just approaching it different ways because we all didn't want him to hit there. I mean, except I guess you wanted him to hit.
Well, no, I'm saying if you put him out there, he has to know the moment and he has to try to work the count. That's basically what I'm saying.
I know, but he doesn't. I mean, how much? I guess with a young player, and Rojas is still young. How much rope do you give them before you say they can't do this and I have to go in a different direction?
Put it like this. Let me answer this question for me, then I'll answer yours. Is he a young player with a tremendous upside if he could bat just a little bit better?
I'd say upside. A tremendous feels a lot.
Well, okay, okay.
But
that's a hyperbole.
Okay, no, but all right, he's a player with,
that has an upside
to be an everyday center fielder.
If he could hit better.
I okay.
He has not. When they sent him down, the last year, there was a somewhat of a sense of urgency because he couldn't bunt. There was a somewhat of a sense of urgency for him to bunt, and he did that. It's almost like when you think of Rojas, he does just enough to stay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it shouldn't be that. It should be you should do above and beyond what you're asked to do so that moments like this won't find you, especially on a team. And part of that, to me, is the teammates' fault. Because when you have a player that has that ability, you need to let him know, like, yo, man, this is going to happen again.
Of course.
Like, and you need to be prepared for it next time. You know what the most egregious thing about what happened last night? That it was eerily similar to what it looked like when he was in Arizona. Except for the bat. Remember when the bat was on his shoulder?
Yeah, and this was the ninth inning. That was earlier. But it was the same kind of situation.
Yeah, it's the same situation. Yeah,
the big spot.
So you have to know. Like, if it's me, I know that at some point, it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but at some point, that moment is going to find you again.
Yes.
And you have to be prepared to handle it differently than you handled it last time. And you basically did what you did the last time.
And what was frustrating for me for Topper is he has better options on the bench, and it feels like I'm past the point of trying to progress Johan Rojas. I understand the point you made that if he got better, he could be a starting center fielder because he brings the defense and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I've the ship has sailed for me. I mean, he is what he is. He's going to have a career as a defensive replacement, a runner. I think no team could ever seriously make him an everyday 162 center fielder. I don't believe he's ever going to hit. So with that in the back of my mind, I'm not going to just like, hey, let's see what he does tonight. No, I know what he's going to do. And I have three better options on the bench, and that is March, and that is Stott, and that is Kepler. All different kind of options. They're better options. It just drove me crazy last night. Let's go to Kevin in Doylestown. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know I've never worked with a Dick Handler, but I do have a resume available.
What?
Well,
I mean, come on.
Well, you got Hugh. You got Hugh there.
Okay. I'm a big Marshy fan.
I am not
fan,
the only so. Childish one on
no,
here.
No, no, you're
right.
Not. Well, I think there's a lot of childish people out there, and you have invited them now to express themselves. Go ahead, Kevin.
So I'm a big Marshy fan. So to watch him crap the bed last, or I'm sorry, to watch Rojas crap the bed last night was actually good news for me. And I actually have a feeling that Topper feels the same way. You know, in reality, this is one game in the middle of the season. So if we're trying to build and get a World Series here, Topper now knows and gave him the opportunity in a big situation to do something. And now he knows I'm not gonna rely on that guy come September, October.
So almost like a lose the battle to win the war kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
It could be that too.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's got a point.
But how many battles do I need to lose with Rojas before everyone realizes what we have here?
Yeah, no, this was the last one. 3 years, I honestly think, and in fact, as a Marshy fan, I would love to see, you know, now Crawford come up and they realize Rojas stinks. And don't even keep him on the roster come playoff time.
Well, if Crawford came up and Crawford could play defense at a similar level, then it would be redundant. And Kevin, we reached a phone call. Then you wouldn't need Johan Rojas up here. I don't know. Are we really giving away games to learn something about Rojas in June of 2025?
Yes.
It's almost halfway through the season.
Well, I wouldn't say giving up a game.
Well,
but
manager certainly sounded like, whatever.
Well, what is he supposed to say in that situation? Hey, you know what? I screwed up. I shouldn't have had his ass out there. Is that would have made you feel better?
No, but the way can we hear it? Let's hear Topper talking about the at-bat. It's the way he talked about swinging at a pitch.
The waffling and all that.
I did find out that waffling is actually a new baseball term that means hit it hard. So
it's a new baseball term?
Well, I never heard of it. So that's why
he smoked that ball, man.
Yeah. So, but listen to Topper. There's like resignation of, you know, he did what he could out there. Here's Topper last night on the Rojas at-bat.
Rojas gets up 2-0 on the count against Hader there. Would you like to see him take a pitch? You know, especially since I'm out of the zone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I get it.
I think it was a strike, so you might as well waffle on it. Not going to get too many good pitches to hit.
And I know it's left on left, but lefties have actually got Hader a little bit this year. Do you consider it all?
No.
Lefty there?
No.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We need to isolate the audio of the whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it was the.
That's why it's annoying, because the manager acted like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, but he said you're not going to get too many good pitches to hit. He did say that.
So he's basically excusing the kid hitting a swinging bad pitch.
I mean, at moment, you're probably not. So he's trying to defend Rojas as much as he possibly can. But the bottom line is Rojas has to work the count.
Yeah.
That is it. Bottom line. Like, everything is that Topper's saying is true, but the bottom line is this. If you can't get the job done, do everything within your power to give it to the next guy who can get it.
And the next guy's Trey. You're turning the lineup over.
That's all. If it was me, I probably would have knocked it out the park.
I don't know about that.
No, I probably wouldn't even have seen it. But I would at least try to work the count a little bit.
You against Josh Hader?
No, Joe.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'd have probably pooped my pants. That ball flying 100 miles an hour past my head. Yeah, that's a wrap. It would have been a wrap.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked.
Well, you got to work the count.
You do. And look, last night, I think we all recognize it is one game, start of a road trip. Astros are really good. It's not a disastrous loss, but it is one that is – when I watched that game last night, I thought about October. Look how the Phillies are built, and we'll get to the Bryce Harper update in a second here. With or without Bryce, the Phillies don't have murderer's row, right?
No, they don't.
They're pitching team this year. So when we fast forward to the playoffs, with or without Bryce, they're going to probably have to win 3-2 games, 4-3 games, I don't imagine them in a lot.
Not the score.
Right, not 10-9 games.
So
whatever the score is in the ninth inning or eighth inning of a big game in October, these at-bats are going to matter. It feels like if the Phillies are going to win the World Series, Hugh, they're going to be a lot of tight games with good pitching.
You have to be able to work the count.
Yes, and you got to be able to squeeze a run across. And look, if he got blown away 1-2-3, I guess you just walk away and you say, what do you
do? Well,
but he was up in the count 2-0, and it felt like he just gave it back. All right, let's get to the Bryce Harper update. Dave Dombrowski yesterday on the pregame show, here's what he said about Bryce, who took some swings yesterday in the cage, slated to maybe take live batting practice today. Here's Dombrowski on Bryce.
Well, he is making progress. He is getting closer. We kept him back last road trip. It was just a short trip, so he was able to do the work that he needed to. He's starting to progress now. We're even doing some T work and throwing. It comes down, this is an unusual one in that the doctors have cleared him as far as progress is concerned. So now it's more a matter of pain tolerance once he builds up and how he feels. So really nobody knows that answer. The feeling is that he should be fine as he progresses. I don't know the exact number of days we're talking about. That's where the unusual part is too, because if he continues to progress and doesn't have a great deal of pain, then he can move forward and just get his timing back. Of course, if he does have pain, which we're not anticipating, then you have to take it slower at that time. So I don't really have an exact time frame, but everything is progressing in a positive fashion.
So another update in which they say it's progressing, but there's no timeline. And Dombrowski keeps hinting, Hugh, he's just going to have to work through this and come back when he feels he's comfortable. But I've not heard once, hey, this is going to feel 100%, and then he's back. That doesn't seem like that's the reality of this.
It sounds like it's a pain tolerance thing.
Yep.
Well, he basically said that, and it's up to Bryce to figure out his comfort level with whatever it is that's ailing him. That's where it's kind of weird because, you're talking about all the bats that the at-bats that he took the other day and the pain tolerance thing. Only thing I can assume is that he wants to see how he feels the next morning. You know, how do you feel once you get that heavy work and that heavy workload in, and then how you feel the next day. That's the only thing I can think of in this situation.
All right, let's hear Ben Davis. Interesting take on the morning show. Ben with DeCameron Ritchie this morning talking about Bryce and his perspective on it.
If you have a wrist injury, it's like you can't be half pregnant. Either your wrist hurts and you can't
play. I can attest to that, Ben, as the only one here. Yes, you can't be half.
Like, I don't understand. Like, you hit with your hands and your forearms. And the wrist, obviously, is a big component of that. If your wrist hurts, you can't play. You can't swing, period. Like, that, you can't do it. If you have that much pain or discomfort in your wrist, you can't hit a baseball. It's not like it's like, oh, it feels okay. It either, like, either you can swing or you can't. Like, that's the bottom line.
So you got concerned, basically.
I'm very concerned, especially because there's no
diagnosis.
Exactly. It's not like you break your leg, you're out for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. You put your leg in the cast, and then you rehab it, and then you know you're going to be back in maybe 10 weeks.
I totally agree.
Like, I don't, there's no timetable. That's what baffles me, and it also concerns me greatly.
All right, Hugh, that was strong by Ben Davis.
Very
this morning.
Strong.
What? And I don't want to put words in his mouth. He, you heard his words there. You know what I heard when I heard Ben say that?
What's that?
Like, if he can swing in batting practice, you might as well just swing in the games. You know, like he's saying, if you can swing, you can swing.
If you're healthy, you can't.
If you feel strong enough to swing the bat in the cage, why don't you just bring it out to the game? Like, the disconnect here for me is it feels like Bryce is waiting for this eureka moment where it feels normal, and I think everyone is saying without saying it, like, Bryce, I don't know if that day is coming. So Dave is being very politically correct about it, like, whenever he's ready. But, Hugh, I'm not sure the day this season will arrive where Bryce feels 100%. So the question is, what threshold is he waiting for? Is he waiting for, I feel kind of like myself, or do I feel perfect? Because I'm not sure perfect is coming with this kind of injury.
I mean, I think this is a lot to unpack. And I think that part of it is, I mean, be recklessly speculating,
well,
like, you know, like I like to do.
Yeah.
This is about pain tolerance for the most part. That's what it feels. Hold him recklessly speculating that there's no way you can do any more. You can do structural damage. There's no way you can damage it.
And that's why they're allowing him to go through the progression.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So there's no way you can do any more damage. That's not going to happen. It's more about how comfortable you feel going out there and playing. And, you know, as a former NFL player, you know, they have things to help you with that comfort, you know, better living through chemistry. And it sounds to me just like me recklessly speculating that he doesn't want to go that route. He doesn't want to take a shot. He doesn't want to, you know,
so maybe
take
it's taking
ibuprofen
longer. Yeah, it's
or
taking
something
longer.
Like that. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, a lot of times, who was the doc? We were talking to Dr. Carl yesterday, and he said,
the real doctor, not
Dr. Carl.
Yeah, that guy's
and he
quack.
Said something to the effect that, and I should have asked this, but the cortisone or the Toradol, one of the shots, it quiets down the inflammation. Tough word to say. Inflammation.
I like flammation. We'll use
that's an abbreviated term. But it quiets
can't
it down.
Abbreviate inflammation.
Flammation. Why are you catastrophizing me today? I mean, I don't understand.
Just because we learned a new word yesterday?
Yeah, I just went back.
Now we're
going to
just throw it into every conversation.
But it sounds to me like that's basically what it is. It's pain tolerance at this point.
Yeah.
And he's uncomfortable. Because, Ben, let me tell you, I've been around Ben enough. He sounded a little irritated talking about it. You know what I mean?
Too.
He sounded a little irritated, like, damn,
well,
dog,
don't
what's
forget,
wrong with you?
Ben was a catcher. Catcher's by nature a little tougher than everybody else.
Damn, Ben Big Ass was a catcher?
Yeah.
Getting in the crouch. Damn.
Ben was the number two pick in the draft.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. That is crazy. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But, it just sounds to me like pain tolerance. It sounds like Bryce is a pain tolerance thing for him.
Well,
taking 50 bats, though.
Yeah,
I mean, 50 had swings.
That's
50,
what I mean.
Yeah.
So if you can do that and feel comfortable, why isn't he just playing? Again, I'm not saying he should rush back, but it feels like he's comfortable enough to do 50 swings. That
you can swing at a ballpark, like, on game day.
Like, yeah, why are we wasting the swings in
yeah,
the game?
Yeah, why are you doing that?
I need runs in
save
the game
for the sequel.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go to Julie in Sweetser. Hey, Julie.
Here I am calling, pissed off after another Rojas mistake.
I mean, this is on cue. I was waiting for this call today.
Let out a little scream, just like I did in April when you dropped that ball in center field. But the more I think about it, listen to you guys, and just replaying last night's game, like, yeah, obviously lots to blame on Rojas. I mean, him swinging at that pitch and hearing McCarthy's reaction, I mean, that tells you everything. But Thompson, he should have taken him out for a pitcher. I agree with you, Kyle Marsh would have been a great option because he's hitting the ball so well right now. Topper also, like, I don't think he managed the game well. Ranger pitched awesome. We all know that. But he was losing steam. When that guy hit the home run, it was a 3-2 count. The guy that hit the home run, I think he's hit 4 home runs in his entire career. He's a nobody. I'm annoyed with just how Topper managed the game. Of course, Rojas, I don't know. Like, something has to be done about that. Agreed. He's not going to progress anymore. But overall, just annoyed with everyone because, like another caller said, they left, what, 7 guys on base?
Yes.
So there's just a lot to blame to go around.
Well, there is. And, Julie, you're right. I did think Ranger was tiring. Now, it almost felt like Topper was handling it as if he still had the no-hitter, which you kind of you give him more rope. He didn't have the no-hitter anymore. I mean, he could have taken him out before the Hummel kid. And you're right. He is not a big hitter, right? When he gave up that home run, it was like, oh, his stuff is kind of flattened out a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. So, again, like, really annoyed at Rojas, but annoyed with just how the way the game was managed towards the end and the guys not coming through. Leaving runners on base. So just overall, a very annoying game. And Joe, I agree with you, and I think I said this in my call way back when. These games are going to matter come playoff time. It's just going to, you know, we're going to think about, going to go back to these games. Oh, we didn't get the wild card spot because, we, you know, remember that game back in May, April, whatever. These games, you just can't lose games like this. That's
I know.
Really,
yeah.
Really,
if your starting pitch gives you that long with one run, and Julie, good phone call. Julie's my kind of caller. I annoyed at everyone. I mean, that was.
Yeah, she's a little feisty.
Yes.
Too.
Well, she wants to win.
No, I get it. I get it.
And the other thing is, look, I don't have a crystal ball, but there is a chance that this division comes down to a game or two. The Mets and Phillies could go back and forth the whole year. And that, Hugh, that's a big difference, having to go through the wild card round again rather than to just get through that first round by winning the division. I mean, I mean, it could be a difference between being a top 2 seed or having to go play in the wild card. If there's 5 of these games during the season, that's probably going to decide the division. We can't just give away games.
You know what, though? I don't know, man. It feels like, because I thought the Mets were going to have a bounce back last night.
Yeah, they lost again.
And I was kind of surprised.
Did you see in the game for the Mets last night?
Was it was Dickie, right?
Dickie Love Lady.
Dickie Love the Ladies.
Yeah. Now you're taking liberties with the man's name. His name is Richard.
I got audience. Lovely. Leave me alone. There are all these people here laughing
he
at my joke.
He does want to go by Dickie, though. You should respect his wish.
Hey, and you know, when y'all put me outside and y'all got I got audience, people laughing at my jokes, I'm going to tell the jokes.
You know there's an audience every day. You just can't see them. They're always
no,
there.
No, but it's different when you have people that when you say stuff like that, they chuckle.
Yeah. We got a stand-up feel. Kind of a stand-up comedian over here.
Not
playing
to
the audience.
I'll be here till 2.
Well, that's if they allow us to.
No, but guess who I did another bet because who did I just put together this 3-leg parlay on? Because Dick Fitz on the mound tonight.
I don't give a shit.
Dick Fitz is on the mound. Richard Fitz.
For the Red Sox, yeah.
Yeah, I picked the Red Sox to win.
All right, time for break.
Yep.
Dick Fitz is on the mound.
Once you start diving into his parlays, Kyle's like, all right, that's enough. Cut him off.
Wait a minute.
Cut him off.
Is it that time?
Cut him off.
This is how you know our morning meetings are over, too. It's like we start talking about the show, and then he was like, ooh, the Cubs versus the Nationals.
Well, listen, at least I'm locked into baseball. Ain't that a good thing?
We have a job.
Do we really work, though, Kyle? So I think do we work?
The audience probably thinks that was an exaggeration. It's not. One day we might take you behind the scenes in one of our meetings. We're locked in, like, all right, we'll start with this, and we'll play this audio. And he was like, can you believe this? I get -180 on the Cubs tonight against the Red Sox.
Excuse me, but hold up. Let me go look at these notes, because yesterday it was you, Joe. Oh, and what did you say with the fish? Who was the murder fish?
Now that's
just issue warning about invasive fish that can survive. That was all you yesterday.
I was trying to. I thought you'd be interested in the story.
No,
he was never going to step foot in even a pool.
I'm not getting in the water.
That was after the show. The group chat after the show is for nonsense. The meeting before the
Wait
show is for planning.
The group chat is for nonsense at all. 24. It's for show
that's
prep.
True.
It's for show
true.
Prep.
That's true.
But a lot
and
of
it's
nonsense.
For nonsense.
Yeah.
But they're kind of synonymous.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
we
that's
just,
true.
Sometimes a lot of the stuff that's in the group chat tends to make it to the show.
Well, yeah, we saw that with Dickie Lovelady yesterday. As you set yourself up for the jokes. All right, 215-592-9494. We're live today. McGurk's and Langhorne, come on by doing the show till 2 o'clock. Your phone calls on the Phillies here. Now, how that game ended was just so frustrating. Who are you most upset with? Topper, Rojas, Dombrowski for giving him this option in center field. Plus, we'll throw the Sixers in. The draft is tonight. The number three pick. We'll lay out some of the names we could see selected by the Sixers. And this, and should this upcoming season matter? Should the Sixers and Daryl Morey go into tonight and go into this offseason thinking about next year? We'll discuss it next. Midday Show, live from McGurk's and Langhorne on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield just dropped the rousing. Hatfield just dropped something special. It's marinated carnitas, and they're boneless, and it's pork roast. It's tender, juicy, and flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This one is next level. The new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find your retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.